Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to the next edition of the Frank Pepe Pizzeria Napolitana monthly dish as we celebrate 100 years of Frank Pepe Pizzeria here in the heart of New Haven. I'm Alan Lamberti, and I've got a special guest with me for this episode. His name is Joe Montagna. How's it going, Joe?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. A little warm. We're experiencing something most people, unless they happen to be actually making the pizzas, don't get to experience. That oven is on, and we're at the spot, and that is oven number one, the original oven that Frank Pepe made his pizzas in. And Joe, my understanding, you're a lifelong guest of Pepe's.
Yes.
And your father, Sal, I thought I heard that he'd worked here for 50 years, but you said he worked here for 60 years.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's incredible. Yep. So Pepe's is in your blood.
It was in my baby bottle.
So first question I got to ask, what's your favorite pie?
Mine is Moots and Onion.
Moots and Onion.
Yes.
Interesting. That's a combination that I wouldn't have expected. You seem to me you'd be like a tried and true tomato pie kind of guy.
You know what? I usually get two small pies.
And okay.
I do get one plain.
All right.
With just the grated cheese, oregano, and garlic. Oh, yes. And that's where Mr. Pepe used to eat them. He was the one that got me into that pie. He would take it out of the oven, and he'd eat it, and he'd put it on the rack in front of the oven and say, no, 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 you got to let it settle.
Okay.
Had to let it cool down a little bit. Had to settle before he would eat it.
Interesting. How long would he let it sit?
5-10 minutes.
That's all. Those ovens are, I think Jennifer said it's 600 degrees.
Oh, yes. Yep. Yes, it is.
So that comes out hot. Yep. I would like to know your story involved with Pepe's, but obviously the first thing you said was you knew Frank.
I knew Mr. Pepe and Mrs. Pepe. They treated me like I was their grandson and my brother.
Okay.
And my father, they treated him like the son they never had. My father started here, he was in his late teens, early 20s. And they got along. Matter of fact, if it wasn't for Mr. Pepe, I wouldn't be here.
Really?
Yes, because my mother worked at Chance Fort during the war, building Corsairs. Three of her girlfriends and her used to come down on Fridays to have pizza for lunch. So Mr. Pepe knew one of the ladies that came down. He used to sit in the booth and talk to them before they got their pizzas, you know. So finally, one day, he said to my mother, well, his name was Rosina. She said, Rosina, I have a nice man for you to meet. And the rest is history.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
A match made in Pepe's history.
Yes. Yes, it was. Yes. Yep.
So what did your father do?
He was a waiter.
He was a waiter.
Yeah, he was a waiter. And then as he got older, he was strictly the cashier.
Okay.
He took care of the deposits. He took care of making out the cash draws for the next day. And, you know, checking out the registers and everything like that, taking orders over the phone. Yeah. But his main job when he first started was a waiter.
Okay.
Yeah. And he did that for, oh, geez, 50 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he served a lot of pies in his
time.
Oh,
yeah. You know what? Believe it or not, my father only ate pizza 3 times.
How is that possible?
He just handed it out so much. You know what he liked used to do? You know the farina they use for the bottom of the pie to slide it off?
Yep.
He would get that and cook that and eat that.
Okay.
Yeah, with butter. Yes. Yes.
That was his go-to meal.
Yes. Yes.
Do you know what the three pizzas that he had in his life were?
They were all plain.
They were all plain.
They're all tomato pie with grated cheese.
So he was just like a plain, straightforward New Haven guy.
Yeah. Oh, that's the way, you know, years ago, that's the way they were made. And sure. And he used to tell me stories about Mr. and Mrs. Pepe, how they, during the Depression, and this just, you know, one day a week or whatever, this was constant. Mm. He would give people pizzas that he knew that weren't eating and couldn't afford them. And he did this right through the whole Depression.
Oh, wow.
It's the kind of people that they were.
That's incredible. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I got another story for you. I was 12 years old. I used to like to eat the raw clams. I used to have raw clams on the half shell.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know how to open them. So I had a hammer.
Yeah.
Okay. So Mr. Pepe walked in the back door and he says, "You can eat all the clams you want." He said, "But you have to learn how to open them." Well, I was 12 then. 5 years later, I had a job here on Friday and Saturday nights when I was going to school opening clams. He knew what he was doing.
He was getting you started early. Yes. That was your internship.
Yes. Yes. And I worked here. My brother worked here. My mother worked here. And my father worked
here. Wow. Yeah. That's incredible. Oh, so your mother, even after they met, then got a job here.
What she used to do is Pepe's used to deliver only on Fridays to all the shirt factories.
Okay.
You had to have a minimum order of 5 large pies to get them delivered.
Okay.
So Mr. Pepe asked my mother if she was interested in delivering the pies. So my mother says, "Sure." So we're down here one day. She was putting the pies in her car, and he come walking over. He says, "What are you doing, Rosina?" She says, no. He says, "You take my car." He says, "You use my car and my gas for deliveries." Like I said, that's the kind of people that they were.
Wow.
Yes. Yep.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That might have been the first delivery service.
Yeah, it was. Oh, yeah, it was.
You know, long before.
Yeah, because that's the only time they opened early was on Fridays. They used to open up at 12. All the other days of the week were 4 o'clock, except Tuesday they were closed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. I'd like to share a photo, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
This is your father.
Yes.
This is your father at. He's next. This is next door.
This is next door, yes.
And this is hanging at the register.
Yes.
Next door. So people see this every day.
Yeah.
Every single time they pick up their pies, every single time. And that's him eat, with a pizza that he wouldn't eat.
That, right, exactly.
That's incredible. So he was the cashier, towards the end. Did he share any stories with you about his experiences working here? Did he have any favorite memories that he might have shared?
Well, his favorite memory was when he met...
he met your mother. Okay, sure. You're right, granted.
He met Ronald Reagan.
Oh, wow.
When he was down here. Bill Clinton. He met, I can't remember, I think it was Frank Sinatra. And the kid that played on Welcome Back, Carter.
John Travolta?
No. I don't remember his name.
Oh, yes. Cotter himself. Yes. Abe Kaplan. Mr. Cotter.
Yeah, right. He was here. Henry Winkler.
Oh, the Fonz?
Yeah. Yeah.
So heads of state.
Yeah.
The chairman of the board.
Yeah.
And then iconic TV stars.
Yes.
But that's a pretty good run. And I assume they all, he served them or was he the cashier at that time?
No, he served them.
He served
them. Right. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's unbelievable. So that's incredible. You know, I've seen those pictures. They have them. Actually, Pepe's has an incredible 100th anniversary website where they've got the picture of Ronald Reagan and the picture of Bill Clinton here. And your father was there for all of that.
Oh, yes. Yes, he was. Yep.
That's quite a legacy.
You know, it was funny, too. I got to tell you a little story. My father and mother had the 25th wedding anniversary. They were going to Europe. So my father went down to the bank to apply for a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, he had a house that was paid for, had bought 4 new cars in the years, couldn't get a credit card, had no credit. So I said to him, "Well, how could you possibly have no credit? You know who used to let him borrow the money for the cars in the house?" Mr. Pepe didn't believe in banks. He says, "You borrow it from me." He says, "You pay me back."
The Bank of Frank.
Yes. True story. Yeah. Like I said, he treated my father like the son he never had.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
No, he's in, you know, it's I wish I had met your father. He sounds incredible. Those are just some incredible stories. When was the first time? Do you remember the first time you came to the restaurant?
I was probably about 5 years old.
Okay.
And we used to go in the back door, say hello to my father. You know, sure. My mother would be out. We'd be riding around or whatever. But on Fridays, Saturdays, we used to go to my grandmother's house. She lived down the next block. Mm-hmm. So I used to walk up the street to see my father. I used to be in the back, and Mr. Pepe used to be back there, and he'd get around with me and stuff. But yeah, no, I was, like I said, he treated me like I was his grandson and my brother. That's the kind of people that they were.
That's great. Yeah. Do you remember your first pie?
Yeah, matter of fact.
Or first slice. You probably a little small to have the whole pie.
Yeah, it was mozzarella and sausage.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah. You always like the mutz.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's great. So I guess then that means, did Frank make your first pie?
No.
No.
His son-in-law.
Oh, okay.
Joe Bramante.
Okay.
Was making the pies then when I was young.
Got
hanging
it.
Around. Yep.
But Frank was always here.
Oh yeah, he always stopped down. He would stop down and say hello, see how everything was going. And like I said, when Pepe's first opened, it was all family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my father was the only outsider.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was all family. It was his sister, Aunt Rachel, her husband, Tommy, used to be a waiter. Yep.
It was a family business. And then
Ralph Lanzeri was a cousin, yes.
And then he basically sort of became part of the family.
Yeah, Louis Sarno.
Wow.
Also, yeah, it was basically family.
That's really cool. That's... It, you know, all the stories that I've heard over the years of what this great institution has become, you know, it really comes to life when you hear the stories of people that were directly affected by it.
Yeah. And I tell you what, Gary, when Gary was here, he knew this place like the back of his hand. And you know what the funny part about it was? I never saw Gary get mad. I remember one day I came down here to meet him to go to a car show. And there was a guy who was doing something, and it wasn't the way Gary showed him how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So Gary didn't yell at him or anything. He went over there, put his arm around him, said, look, this is the way you do it. And then he kept walking him to the door. He mm-hmm. said, if you don't do it this way, this is where you're going to be. Never yelled at him, never insulted him in front of anybody. Took him to the side. Yeah, and that's the way he was. That's the way the whole family was, you know. And... like I said, you couldn't meet Mr. and Mrs. Pepe. You couldn't meet two better or kinder people. Yep.
That's great. You know, the family, I think it's still the same philosophy today.
Yes.
I would think that, you know, you're a lifelong customer. Have you always lived in New Haven?
No. Oh. I used to live in West Haven.
Okay.
Now I live in North Haven.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you stayed in the Havens.
Yeah. Well, I worked... my job for 52 years. I couldn't make it to my father's 60. I just couldn't do it. I tried.
A good work ethic for one. Well, so he worked at one place for 60 years. You worked at one place for 52 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an incredible work ethic. That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen anymore.
No.
Unless it happens to be in this building.
Right. Exactly. Thank you. Yes.
That's where it comes from. Where did you work?
I work for the city of West Haven.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Yep. Yeah.
But you still come to Pepe's today. Neighborhood, you know, the building, the structure, although we're in the spot. So when you first started coming here, it was the building next door.
Yes.
And then they reopened this in the 80s, I believe.
Right. Yeah. Well, this was owned by another gentleman. I can't remember his last name. But there was also a two-family house there. And three-family house. And
in front?
Yeah.
And
the owner... used to live on the first floor, and my grandmother moved up there and my aunt to the second floor, two apartments.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so when he passed away, that's when they bought the spot back.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the neighborhood, so how different does the neighborhood look? Obviously, there was a building there that you knew
we're in. Right. This used to be an alleyway.
Okay.
Okay. Coming back here, and out front used to be a gentleman with a wooden cart. Selling raw clams on the house shell on Friday and Saturday nights. Yeah, he sat out there in front, and that's what he did. He sold clams on the half shell.
Those weren't the clams that they sold on the pies.
No. This was separate. Yeah.
It's... a guy just sold clams on the street.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yeah. And my brain can't wrap my head around that. Well,
you know what? This back then, this was an old Italian neighborhood.
Sure.
Everybody knew everybody.
Of course.
You know? And everybody got along. You know, like I said, Mr. Pepe always took care of the neighborhood. Like I said, during the Depression, you know, my father talked about that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he grew up during the Depression. He knew what it was like, you know. And, you know, they used to give everybody pizza. They used to make a bread. I don't know if you ever heard of a moche.
I have not.
Okay. If you ever have one, you won't go back to any other bread.
All right.
All right.
I love bread.
So he would make that for them, too, and also give them that. What it was two pieces of pizza dough together, oil on the top, a little grated cheese, and slid it in the oven, and it just raised up. So I used to cut it off like this when I used to get it,
mm-hmm.
take it home, make a pocket, fill it with tuna fish. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Best bread you ever had in your life. Trust me.
Can we add that to the menu? Can we re-add that to the menu?
We try. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Man, that sounds great. That's and you can really only experience something like that at a family-owned place,
right.
at a neighborhood place that has just become, you know, an icon of New Haven, of pizza and everything that goes along with that. Man, that sounds delicious.
It is.
I really want that.
It is. It's very good. It really is.
Yep. Have you ever tried to make it at home, the
bread? No, you can't. No. You got to have the right dough, the oven, the cold oven. I'll tell you what. I've had other pizzas,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, if we go on vacation or something. I'm sorry. They don't stack up. They just don't stack up. You know,
it's really a one of a kind of place.
Yes.
Now, I want to just go back. You know, you mentioned the guy, you know, guy used to sell clams on the street, and you used to shuck the clams, and that was a job that you had here. But you haven't mentioned eating the clams. Are you not a clam pizza kind of guy, or are you willing to try that occasionally?
Believe it or not, I don't like cooked clams.
Oh.
I like the raw ones.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I never had the only two pies I never had was the alige and the clam. That's been
interesting.
It. Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know what you need? So it's funny. So, you put the tuna fish in the pocket. You should have put the clams in the pocket, too.
Yeah,
that's really
right. There you go.
Shuck
right.
It, put
yeah,
it right
exactly.
in,
yeah.
and you're good
right.
to go. Oh, wow. These are some incredible stories. Anything else that you want to share that comes to mind as we reminisce here in this?
I have one more for you.
Great.
I was in a meeting one night, and this girl knew my father very well. So she didn't know that he was my father. So we were talking, and I said to myself, oh, I could get this girl. I said, didn't you hear Pepe's delivers? She says to me, what do you mean? I said, yeah, I said, I get Pepe's delivered to my house on Sundays, 11 o'clock, 11:30. Well, 2 weeks later, the phone rang. It was my father.
Mm-hmm.
She went down and said, Sal, when did Pepe start delivering? and I was told, I ever do it again, I'm on my own for deliveries on Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. So Sunday was your pizza day?
Yeah, I used to get it. My father, they would close early on Sunday. So and Gary be working, and Gary send home the box with a big smiley face on it.
He'd
say, hi, honey, how you doing? You know.
That's wonderful. How many pies do you think you've had in your lifetime?
Oh, God.
You had to give a guess, a round number.
2,000?
2,000.
Yeah.
I can't do the math fast enough, but that's a couple a year,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I had it in my baby bottle, you know? Another thing is that, like I said, they treated us like grandkid children. I used to duck pin bowl.
Okay.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Pepe bought me my first pair of bowling shoes for a Christmas present.
Get out of here.
Yes, for a Christmas present. Yep.
Wow. Oh, that's wonderful. That's so nice. Man, they really treated you guys very well, your whole family.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. My father was, my father loved them both. And like I said, they treated him like he was a son they didn't have.
Yeah.
And, like my father didn't know what a bank was, didn't know anything. He knew Mr. Pepe, and that was it. You know,
well, it's an incredible story, and I'm glad you were able to share it with us today here at the spot. Part of as we celebrate 100 years,
I know,
of Frank Pepe Pizzeria.
You know what? The more I think about it, I'm 75. Mm-hmm. So I only missed 25 years. So I figured that's not too bad a deal.
You were here for most of it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's a milestone. Well, you know, and thank you for sharing the stories here today. You know, I'm trying to think of how I want to phrase it. Oh, yeah. We're here at the spot, but next door, which do you prefer? Do you prefer this oven or that oven? I'm curious.
They're both the same.
They're both the same.
As far as I know, I believe both manufacturers of the ovens are both the same.
I don't know. I didn't know that.
I believe they are. All right. Yeah. Yeah.
So I remember
years ago, it used to close down for a week or 10 days after Labor Day. And my father would stop in here. He'd stop down once in a while, see what was going on. There was a man who used to lay on his back in the oven and redo the ceiling and replaster whatever they did to it. Oh, yeah.
Quality control maintenance.
Yes. Yep.
So you saw it all.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
That's
great.
Used
to come in. They used to do the hardwood floors, you know. Yeah.
Well, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful location.
Oh, yeah.
And everything about it. And, you know, we appreciate everything your family did over the years.
I feel honored to be here to do this, believe me. And like I said, they are family to me. Okay. I mean, it was like, it was Auntie Sarah, you know, and with her kids, it was Auntie Rosie or Uncle Sally, you know. That's where we were brought up.
Yeah.
With respect. Like, you call Mr. and Mrs. Pepe, Mr. and Mrs. Pepe. If you didn't call them by their last names, it was uncle or aunt, you know.
That's great. Wonderful. Yeah. Well, Joe Montagna, you, your father, Sal, and his 60 years, your mother and your entire family, really appreciate you spending a few minutes with me here today.
I appreciate it, and I feel honored to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you for this most recent edition of the Frank Pepe Pizzeria Monthly Dish as we celebrate 100 years of Frank Pepe's Pizzeria here in the heart of New Haven. Thank you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.